tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Subjects ever on End of the Age television. Another Jewish Holocaust ahead. The horrible Nazi Holocaust that killed 6 million Jews is still fresh in our minds. The Jews say, never again. But the prophecies in the Bible tell us that another Jewish Holocaust is coming. However, you and I can rescue Jews from this upcoming Holocaust. In today's lesson, I'll explain how. It all began as I was riding on an airplane toward Jerusalem. I was thinking about the prophecy of Jesus Christ in Matthew 24, verses 15 through 21. Matthew 24 is the most famous prophecy chapter in the entire Bible. It's called the Olivet Discourse because Jesus gave it from the Mount of Olives. In this prophecy, Jesus said an event would occur called the Abomination of Desolation. He said when this event occurs, that the Jews living in Judea will have to run for their lives. It will be so urgent that Jesus said in that day, if you're on your housetop, don't even come down into your house to get your clothes. Hit the ground running. Because then will be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever again shall be. As I was thinking about this prophecy, flying toward the nation of Israel, I just said to the Lord in my mind, the Jewish people don't study this prophecy. This is a New Testament prophecy. They're going to be blindsided when this prophecy occurs. Somebody needs to warn them. I was just saying that to God in my mind. And it's like he spoke back to me, and again it was not audible, but it's like he spoke back to me and said, well, you understand it. And you've got a magazine, and you've got a job. I began to immediately tell God why I couldn't do this. Number one, I don't speak or write Hebrew, and I assumed that a magazine to warn the Jews would need to be produced in Hebrew. Number two, how are we going to get it in Israel? The Jewish people don't want Christian literature in Israel. They probably would not allow us to ship it in, and I probably couldn't get anyone inside of Israel to print it. Then finally I said, besides this, this is going to cost a lot of money, maybe $100,000, and I don't have the money. I don't know whether you've ever tried arguing against God or not, but it's like beating your head against a brick wall. I knew down in my heart that I had a job, an assignment from God. Well, I went ahead to Israel. I conducted the prophecy tour. After arriving back in the United States, I wrote an article for our End Time magazine. I told people what God laid on my heart and asked them if they would be willing to help me accomplish this goal. People began to send money. We opened a special account just for mailing magazines to the area of Judea, Samaria, and warning the Jewish people. Over about maybe a year or two, we received around $23,000. I didn't yet know how much the project was going to cost. By then, though, I had this vivid impression that we were supposed to make the special mailing to the people of Judea Samaria with our September-October 1998 edition of End Time Magazine. Now, don't ask me to explain that because I can't. But I felt this vivid impression that that was the edition of the magazine that needed to go to warn the Jews about the coming Holocaust and about the prophecy of Jesus Christ. In the spring of 1998, I went again to Israel. We had about 50 people on our tour. I said to our Jewish guide, Yehuda, I've got to go to a printer while I'm here. I've got to get some bids on this magazine that we're going to produce. He looked at me and said, how are we going to do that? We've got 50 people here. We're scheduled full all day, every day. We don't have any time. I looked at him and said, I have to. He said, why don't you allow me to handle this for you? I was a printer before I started guiding. He had been my guide for 6 years, but I never knew this. He said, I'll get the quotes for you. I'll do the match prints. I can handle it for you. I said, okay. Well, I was pretty amazed because I realized right then that Almighty God had given me my own Jewish agent for this project, and I didn't even know it. When I got back to the United States after the 1998 tour, there was already a quote from one of the biggest printers in Jerusalem from Yehuda. Furthermore, he had been the postmaster general of Jerusalem and had made all the arrangements so the magazines could be distributed. All of my objections had just melted. I was pretty astonished by that. I began to write the magazine that we were going to send to the people of Judea. I wrote as carefully as I could because I wanted to do everything exactly right. Finally, the magazines were sent to the printer in Jerusalem. The printing company sent back saying, we need $15,000 to start the printing. We wired the money. After a week or so, Yehuda said, we haven't got the money. I said, I wired it. So I went to check on it. I thought when you wired money, it arrived almost instantaneously. Here we were after a week, and still the $15,000 was floating around out there somewhere. We tried unsuccessfully to track it. Finally, after a couple of weeks, the money showed up. Now I understand what was happening. I didn't back then. I realize now that when you wire money from the United States to the Middle East, the governments want to know who you're sending money to and why. They want to make sure you're not funding terrorism in the Middle East. Well, anyway, the money showed up and the process began. By this time, we're way behind on our schedule. We're now into the first part of October. I'm getting frustrated. This isn't working right. I was frustrated because I felt like I had started too late. I was behind time, and it was like every move I made was struggling against forces of resistance. However, after doing my best, it dawned on me, hey, this is God's project, not yours. Maybe God's timing it. I'd had that experience before. When everything wasn't going right and I was doing my best, sometimes God was really taking over the project. Well, that's what I came to believe. Finally, on October the 20th, I received an email from Yehuda saying, the magazines are done and they will be mailed to all the people of Judea Samaria on the 21st and 22nd of October. They will receive them on the morning of the 23rd of October. Well, I was excited. Here was a project we had been working on for 2 years. Finally, it was just about to come to fruition. I woke up the morning of the 23rd, and I was absolutely stunned. Benjamin Netanyahu, who was in his first round of being Prime Minister of Israel, had been in the United States at the Y River compound attempting to negotiate a peace deal with the Palestinians. On October the 23rd, the very day our magazines were landed in the mailboxes of all the people who lived in the West Bank, the headlines read, Netanyahu to give 27% of West Bank to the Arabs. Our magazine was warning them, your leaders are going to sell you out. They are going to trade your land for peace. The settlers couldn't believe their leaders would do that. The settlers believed this was their promised land and that they were never going to leave this land. But our magazine was warning them that according to the prophecies, it wasn't going to turn out that way. Amazingly, the very day our magazine arrived in their mailboxes, the news headlines worldwide said Netanyahu to give 27% of the West Bank to the Palestinians. I was stunned. I was astonished. And I also realized that God really was coordinating our project. Let me tell you a little bit about what was in this special edition. I actually have a copy of what we mailed. This copy was mailed back in October, like I said, of 1998. And it went to every home in the West Bank. At that time, there were about 150,000 Jews living in the West Bank. There's many more than that today. Nevertheless, this edition of the magazine was devoted to explaining the prophecy and telling the Jews what they should do about it. Here's the essence of it. We stated to them in this magazine that a Palestinian-Israeli peace treaty was going to be signed. according to the prophecy in the Bible, it would create a Palestinian state in the area of Judea Samaria, the area presently known as the West Bank or the occupied territories. It's the area that was captured by Israel during the 1967 war. We also told them in the magazine that the Jews in Judea, when this peace agreement was struck and when Judea became a Palestinian state, they would either be bought out and moved into Israel proper, or if they refused that, they would be allowed to remain in their homes, living as a Jewish minority in the new Palestinian state. After all, there were 1.6 million Arabs living in Israel as an Arab minority in the Israeli state. So the logic was, why can't we have 200,000 or 300,000 Jews living as a Jewish minority in the newly created Palestinian state? The Bible says that's what's going to happen. Furthermore, as part of this agreement, according to the prophecies of the Bible, the Temple Mount is going to be placed under a sharing arrangement between Muslims and Jews. Under this shared arrangement, the Jewish people would be able to worship on their Temple Mount, and the Muslims would worship in their area where the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque stand. This sharing arrangement would be supervised by the international community. Furthermore, the prophecy states that during the first 3.5 years of this agreement, Israel would be able to build her third temple on the Temple Mount without disturbing the Dome of the Rock and the Al-Aqsa Mosque. It would be built north of the Dome of the Rock. Once the temple is completed, animal sacrifices will be reinstituted. When the sacrifices are begun, there's going to be great objection to these sacrifices. The opposition will be worldwide, especially from the animal rights activists. By this time, there will be a recognized leader of the world community. The Bible calls him the Antichrist. He's going to be under tremendous pressure to solve this problem. The Jews are adamant. We're supposed to offer these sacrifices. The Torah requires that we do this. While the animal rights activists are screaming at the top of their voice, barbarism in the 21st century, animals have rights too. Finally, the Antichrist will say, I'm stopping these sacrifices, and there's good reason to stop them. There are rumors going around that I'm your Messiah. I haven't admitted it until now, but it's true. I am your Messiah. Consequently, you don't need these sacrifices anymore. The Bible says he'll cause the sacrifice to cease. And then the Antichrist will stand on the Temple Mount saying, I'm the ultimate authority here. I'm your Messiah. The Bible says he'll stand there claiming to be God. That future event is called the Abomination of Desolation. When we put all of this in our magazine, the next question was, what should those in Judea do? Like I said, at the time, there were about 150,000 Jews living there. While putting the magazine together, I didn't try to be something I wasn't. I told them up front, I'm a Christian minister. The purpose of this magazine is not to proselytize you, but there's a prophecy that foretells real danger to the people of Judea Samaria. I'm writing to warn you. Right now, you may not have faith in what I'm telling you. However, if the things I told you don't come to pass, then you can throw this magazine in the trash. But save it until you find out. If there is a peace agreement, and if the Temple Mount is placed under a sharing arrangement, and if the temple is rebuilt on part of the Temple Mount, then that's your signal that what I'm telling you is in fact true, and that the prophecy of Jesus is accurate. 2,000 years ago, Jesus warned the Jews that presently live in Judea, when you see the abomination of desolation, which will be the Antichrist standing on the Temple Mount, claiming to be Messiah and God, then you've got to hit the ground running, because then will be great tribulation such as never has been before, nor ever again shall be. If you're on your housetop, don't even come down to grab your clothes. If you're in the field, don't go back to your house to get your billfold. Hit the ground running immediately, because then will be great tribulation. It's going to be another Jewish Holocaust. In the magazine, we told the Jews of Judea, when you get to Jerusalem, look for the signs that say End Time Prophecy Conference. We will meet you there. We've planned this conference so that when the Jews come there, we'll be able to tell them what they need to do next. The Jewish people that believed us enough to run for their lives are going to look over their shoulders and see their brethren who didn't believe being slaughtered. They're going to realize that Jesus just saved their physical life. I think they will be ready then to hear about eternal life through Jesus Christ. Well, that's an overview of what we told them in the magazine. After the magazines actually hit in 1998 in the Judea-Samaria area, my phone began to ring from Israel. Politicians, rabbis, people living in Judea-Samaria, they were all calling. What does this mean? Why are you doing this? There were a few of them, maybe two or three, that were irate, saying, leave us alone, stay out of our business. But there were many of them that said, thank you for caring about us, and they wanted to know more. The people of Judea were, for the most part, receptive to our message. The next spring, in 1999, I'm back in Jerusalem for our annual prophecy tour. My phone rang in my room. A man said, Mr. Baxter, I received your magazine. I live in the West Bank. Can I come and talk to you? I said, sure. He came up to the room. He said to me, you know, your magazine has caused a lot of discussion amongst us who live in the West Bank. I said, really? He said, yes. Our rabbis tell us that we've got to get out of Jerusalem and live in the West Bank. They say that's where safety is. You're telling us that we must get out of the West Bank and get to Jerusalem. You're telling us the opposite of what our rabbis are telling us. I said, really? He said, yes. And most of us believe you're right and they're wrong. That's when I realized that we're going to be able to be effective with our warning to the people of Judea. We've got to help them escape the future Holocaust that Jesus prophesied is just ahead. Okay, so what is End Times Plan? We're calling our plan the Israel Project. As we've told you, we've already sent one magazine into Judea, but we're not nearly done. We've now been on television in Israel with our End of the Age program for over 4 years. End of the Age is presently being aired there every day, warning the people of Israel, teaching the prophecies of the Bible, so they will know what to do. We also opened our Jerusalem Prophecy College in November of 2013. God supernaturally provided a charter from the Israeli government, giving us permission to open the college in downtown Jerusalem. Here you can see the logo of the Jerusalem Prophecy College. We are so excited about what God is doing. Now you can see on your screen pictures of the college. The college is in the Kalal building in downtown Jerusalem. It's located on the 12th floor. You can actually see the Mount of Olives and the Dome of the Rock from the windows of our college. We're using the Jerusalem Prophecy College as our headquarters to spread the news of the prophecies of the Bible, since more prophecy is going to be fulfilled right here in Jerusalem and in the nation of Israel than in any other place on earth. Most of the Jewish people don't understand the prophecies of the Bible at all. However, we've been called to teach those prophecies, and that's what we intend to do. We also are now having an annual prophecy conference in downtown Jerusalem. These conferences are held in the auditorium that you're viewing right now. It seats about 600 people. It's in the same building where our Jerusalem Prophecy College is located. A number of Israelis that have attended our annual conference have now enrolled in our Prophecy College. We also plan to send a special edition of End Time Magazine to every home in Israel just as soon as the prophesied peace agreement is signed. The front cover of the magazine in big bold letters will say, warning, final 7 years to Armageddon just began. And then below it will say, what to do? See inside. The first article in the magazine will explain the prophecy of the final 7 years and what will happen during the final 7 year period. The next article will be to the Jews of Judea. It will explain the prophecy of Jesus, warning them of the coming slaughter and telling them what they should do. In 1998, we sent a magazine to the homes of Judea. However, since the events of the final 7 years will affect the entire nation. This time, we intend to send the magazine to every single home in Israel. So, where are we? One, we've started the Jerusalem Prophecy College to teach the people of Israel. Two, we're on television daily in Israel teaching about the things that lie ahead. Three, we've made arrangements to send a magazine to every home in Israel to warn them of the coming events. What's the next step? I'm convinced that thousands of Jews will flee from Judea as a result of our warning. But when they get to Jerusalem, what are they going to do? They will have lost jobs, businesses, their homes, and most of their possessions. Who will help them? Let's just say that 100,000 Jews are forced to run for their lives when Jesus' prophecy comes to pass. Who will pay their first month's rent? Who will give them something to eat? The only people prepared to help them will be you and me, who understand all these things that are coming. How much will it take to help these Jews of Judea that are forced to run for their lives? If 100,000 Jews escape Judea, and that's a conservative estimate, and we help each of them with only $1,000 apiece, how much will that come to? $100,000 times $1,000 equals $100 million. When I calculated the cost to help the Jews of Judea, I said, God, that's a lot of money. It was as though God spoke back to me, saying, is it needed? Yes, I replied, it certainly is needed. Then don't be afraid to ask me for it, God seemed to say. We've started the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. We want to be prepared to help the Judean Jews in their greatest hour of need. As we help them physically, this will also open a door for us to minister to them spiritually. When those who believe our warning run for their lives, they will look over their shoulders and see their brethren who did not believe being slaughtered. At that moment, they will realize the prophecy of Jesus just saved their lives. When they arrive at our Jerusalem Prophecy College in Jerusalem, as we will tell them in the magazine to do, we will say to them, Jesus just saved your physical life. Now, let us tell you about eternal life through Jesus. The Bible prophesies that all of Israel will come to salvation through Jesus Christ during the final 7 years. But it's interesting that the scriptures say the Jews of Judea will be saved first. That's in Zechariah 12:7. In order to be prepared to help the Jews of Judea, we will need to not only minister to them spiritually, we will need to help them physically. They will have lost their jobs, their businesses, their homes, and almost everything they have. We want to be able to help them find jobs in Israel, a place to live, food to eat, and some clothes to wear. This is the reason End Time Ministries has launched the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. We're believing God for the resources to help the Jewish people when they will need it the most. I know that $100 million is a lot of money, but the need is a genuine need. If God has blessed you so that you can contribute to this vital cause, please make the most generous contribution possible to the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund. No gift will be too small or too great for this desperate need. Many may only be able to contribute $100 or $25. It all adds up. On the other hand, some may be able to give $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, or even $1 million. Please listen to God's voice and do whatever He lays on your heart. There's no greater cause on earth than this cause. The Jews gave us our Bible. Every word of Scripture was penned by a Jewish person. They gave us our Messiah. Now we have a chance to help them when they need it the most. Remember, $1,000 will help one Jewish person escape the horrors of the Great Tribulation and to resettle in the safety of the land of Israel. To donate to the Another Jewish Holocaust Fund, simply call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or you may donate online at endtime.com. Time is of essence. We must prepare now or we will not be able to help the Jews of Judea in the times just ahead. One more time, to help the Jewish people, call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463, or go to endtime.com. Remember what the Lord said to Abraham. He said, Abraham, I'm calling you. I'm going to bless those that bless you. I will curse those that curse you. This is our chance to be a blessing to the people of Israel. The people of Judea are depending on you and me. The prophecy of Jesus in the most famous prophecy chapter in the entire Bible is for a time just ahead. It will happen 3.5 years after the Middle East Peace Agreement is signed. I'm talking about the Middle East Peace Agreement that the United States has worked so hard to bring to pass, and the agreement that the entire world is working on at the United Nations right now. They're going to get the deal done. There is going to be a Middle East Peace Agreement. We're just about out of time. In order to prepare for what lies ahead, remember, for each $1,000 donated, we will be able to help a Jewish person escape the Holocaust that lies just ahead. So please call right now at 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. Or you can go to endtime.com. Thank you for giving to help the Jewish people. I thank you. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you. Next week on End of the Age, we will be teaching Another Jewish Holocaust Ahead, Part 2. In this lesson, we will actually explain straight from Scripture the prophecy where Jesus foretold the coming Holocaust. We will also explain how the Antichrist will use worldwide economic control to force the compliance of every person to his new world order. If you would like to obtain the DVD containing both parts 1 and 2 of Another Jewish Holocaust Ahead, simply call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463, or go to endtime.com.
This is WHSG-TV, Monroe.